Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simen Shin Tes, or Tes Shin, and we'll be starting Mirtz Hashem Shin Yud. Let's begin. We already did this yesterday. We'll read the last line of the Mechaber on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, there is a lenient opinion, V'yei Shomrim, Da'afilu hinicham sham al das, shi'yishoru sham b'chnisas Shabbos. Even if you put something that is muktzah on an item that is not muktzah, and you put it on there, and it was there at the beginning of Shabbos, but your intention was, k'dei shi'itlein b'Shabbos, that it would be taken off on Shabbos, so mutu lahatos ulenar b'Shabbos, and you're allowed to take it off by tilting the item and knocking off the muktzah item on Shabbos. Below us, the rabbis only forbade this. The only time the base is considered muktzah as well is if your original intention was that the muktzah item would remain on it the entire Shabbos. Now, this is a lenient opinion. We discussed a stricter opinion yesterday. So we have this last Mishnah Brura to finish up, really, that we just read now from yesterday's shiur, and that's Sivkot Nechof Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'hu Adin, the same halach applies in this lenient opinion. The same halach applies over here. If you didn't intend that it would be on the entire Shabbos, but just a short period of time before Shabbos is over, and then you would take it off. Even at that point in time, the heter item over here doesn't become a base for this muktzah item, since even for a short period of time on Shabbos, according to this lenient opinion, it wouldn't be there. And if you changed your mind and you wanted to remove this muktzah item by tilting the heter item, that would be permissible. The kivan de'eno al kol yom haShabbos lo chol shem basis klal. Since it's not going to be on it the entire Shabbos, it doesn't have the halachic status according to this lenient opinion of being a basis, a base for this davar aser. However, but if your intention was to remove it after the Bein HaShemoshos on Shabbos afternoon, then heavy kamisha choshev al kol yom. Then, since the muktzah item is essentially on the entire Shabbos, up to and including the Bein HaShemoshos period of time on Shabbos afternoon, the Bein HaShemoshos sofek laila, as he brings down from the Prima Gadim, that's already considered like it might be night. It still might be Shabbos, but it might be night. So then, therefore, the muktzah item is on the heter item, the basis, the entire Shabbos essentially, and therefore it is not allowed to be tilted. That is considered as if you intentionally place it there and you made the basis also into a muktzah item. Now we go with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. V'oz, in this situation, afilu nital ha'isur misham asur l'taltal hakli. In the situation where the basis is the basis of davar asur, so even if the item that is muktzah, the asur item, is removed from it, nevertheless it's still forbidden to move the bosses. The meyacha shenase bosses ledover asur lemiktsas haShabbos. Since once something is a bosses ledover asur for part of Shabbos, then also kol haShabbos kula. Then it remains also to be moved all Shabbos long. And the same thing applies v'chei mekol muktzah, any muktzah item. The same halach applies. And we'll learn more about this in Simen Shin Yud. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Gimel adds, zek koi gama de rishona. This statement that we made over here that something is muktzah goes on the first part of the shiur from yesterday, where we talked about even if it wasn't on for the entire Shabbos, if it's just on during the Bein HaShemoshos, migu diskatzoi Bein HaShemoshos, it's katzoi kule yoma, as well as the opinion over here that it became muktzah because it would be on it all of Shabbos. Da'afilu lo inichu el l'chnisa Shabbos v'nita l'achakach, according to the more machmer opinion, even if it was only on during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, mikol mokum osur ha'kli kol haShabbos, the kli remains osur all Shabbos long, according to that machmer opinion. Sivkot Nechav Dalet, V'chein B'chol Muktzah, the same halach applies for something that intrinsically is muktzah. For example, Kagon Grogros Utsmukim, you have various types of dried figs or grapes, which are raisins. Shenis Yavshu B'Shabbos, that they became dried out on Shabbos. V'nasu Yung L'Achila, and now they're edible. But at the start of Shabbos, during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, they were not edible. So therefore, Afilu Hochi Havi Muktzah L'Kol HaShabbos, they remain muktzah, even though they're now edible, but since they were inedible during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, they're considered muktzah. Kivan diskatzor leBein HaShemoshos, the famous principle that we've already mentioned numerous times, if something is muktzah during the Bein HaShemoshos period of time, so then it retains its muktzah status throughout Shabbos. Then the Ramah continues and writes, Im odem hiniach dover muktzah al shel chaveiro. If you take a muktzah item, we'll see even if it's your friend's muktzah item, but if you take a muktzah item and you put it on your friend's base, al shel chaveiro, Lo Amrina. In that situation, we don't say that his base, the Nasa Basus Adavarasa, we don't say that the friend's item over here is now forbidden to be moved because you placed the Mukta item on it. The reasoning is, the Ein Adam Oser Shel Chavero Shalomi Daito. You do not have the ability to make your friend's item Oser unless you're doing it with his permission, and this is brought down by the Or Zerua. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotan Chavei, Afilu Im Hadvar Mukta Hu Gam Ken Shel Chavero. And this is true, as I mentioned, even if the Mukta item that you're putting there also belongs to your friend. So you're putting his Mukta item on his Mukta tray. Nevertheless, since he didn't give you permission to do so, the tray does not become Mukta. Now we go to Sivkotan Chavav, where the Ramah had said that in this situation, Lo Amrina Denasas Basas Davarasa, when you didn't have permission, you put the Mukta item on his base, it doesn't become Mukta. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mutta L'Taltala Kli, you are allowed to move that Kli, Kishitzarech Law, if you need it, Achar Shienara Mukta Mimenu, you can just remove the Mukta item from it, and even though it normally would have been a Mukta that was there during the Ban of Shmashos and would make it Mukta for Shabbos long, but since he didn't have the right to put it over there, it wasn't with your permission, so as soon as you are Menai, you get the Mukta item off, you can move the utensil, use it to your heart's content. Sivkot Chav Zayin Shlomi Daito, but it had to be obviously without his permission. Ach im also came letovas chaver, but if you did it to benefit your friend, umin hastam nichalebze, and your friend would obviously have wanted this. For example, kigon shenotal Ruven kli. For example, Ruven takes a kli. The mido mibojon tachas haner the day Shimon. He takes a kli and he puts it underneath the candlestick of his friend Shimon. So when the candle falls over, it will fall into this kli, and there will not be a fire. So the candle is basically placed in some sort of a bucket or a kli, so when it falls, it will fall into this non-flammable container rather than landing on the table and burning everything down. So obviously Shimon is in favor of that. And now it fell into there before the Bein HaShmashos, so now during the Bein HaShmashos, you have this Mukta item in this basis. And it stayed there the entire time of the Ben HaShmashos. So this would be a classical example of Migu Diskatsoi. And therefore, Nasas HaKli Basis Lanir. Since Shimon wants this, in fact, so this, in fact, is going to be a Basis Ladover Aser over here, for also Latatul Kol HaShabbos, and you wouldn't be allowed to move this utensil, this pot, all Shabbos long, Afla Achash and Stalik Anir, even if the candlestick was taken out. Ken Kasu Rabbi Achronim, and this is the opinion of many of the Achronim. Over Derech HaChaim Tzadik, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, however, that Derech HaChaim says, Dimhoya B'dayta L'Salik Achakacha Mukta B'Shabbos, if this was the type of Mukta that you would have moved when you were allowed to, in a way that you're allowed to, on Shabbos, then Nuchal Etzarev B'zeh Dasa Yeshomrim Hanal, then you can take the lenient opinion that we said above, we brought down the very beginning of today's shir, from the end of yesterday's shir, the B'zeh Lo Mikri Basis Klal, then it doesn't become a Basis at all, and then it would be allowed to be moved. Tisha foot number 35 brings down, if somebody else put it there, that's from your house, not your friend, who you didn't give permission to. But let's say somebody in your house, one of your children or your wife, puts the Mukta item on top of your buses, and they do this on Erev Shabbos. So what's the din? His topic of Mincha Shabbos, he's not sure over here if your wife or your children are considered over here like you're allowing it. Im Nesar Aklimi din buses or not. Shema Yeshlom Marbaze Ein Odomosa Dovah Shem Shalom. One could argue, well, it's technically not the child's, it's not the wife's. And therefore, when they put the Mukta item on your basket, so that doesn't make your basket Mukta. He then brings down from Rinnis and Karlish Shlita, Im Dovah Aheter Moser Biyado Isho Biyado Bnei Abayis Lasso Spoken Sonam. But if it's something that you gave your wife or your children permission to use, so then it is their ability to go and make the item a basis ladover ha'asur when they put the mukta item on your basis. And in that situation, you would not be allowed to move it. It would become a basis ayodim. Likewise, he says, things that belong to the public, for example, the tables or the benches in a shul. So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says that when you place a mukta item on them, you don't have the ability, you don't have the power to go and make that mukta for other people. And there's also the opinion of Rav Azazatzal, She'ein bochor yeshiva, yochol lesor midin bosses elo esbitoso. The only thing a boy in a yeshiva can go make osur is his bed, which he has a permission, so to say, he's borrowed that bed or even rented that bed, and therefore that's his. But anything else in the yeshiva, he would not have the ability to go make it. For example, a shtender or a table in the base medrash, he, if he left a mukta item on it, since it doesn't belong to him, he cannot make it a basis ladover osur. However, something that is hefker, it doesn't really belong to anybody, the Das Torah says, when you put a mukta item on it, since there's nobody preventing you from doing so, that does in fact become a basis ladover osur. This is also the opinion of Nissen Karl Shlita. Tisha foot number 36 brings down, Ba'ofen show you habalim minichim dover heter, kidei shelo yosar akli midin basis. If it's a situation where normally, in addition to putting this muktzah item there, they would also put a heter item there in order that there should be a basis of davar asav, davar mutter. So Shlomo Zalman says if they didn't get a chance to do that, then since they really do want it to be a basis for the davar muktzah, so even though they normally would have put in a davar heter, here it retains its status as just being a basis of davar asav, and it would not be allowed to be moved. Finally, we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Hodlo Shari El Lahatos Lenar. That which we said, that you can't pick the muktzah item up, but you're allowed to tilt the heter item and get the muktzah to slide off it. That's in a situation where you needed the chavis or you needed the pillow, and that's why you have to tilt off the muktzah item. However, if you need the place where the chavis is, or the akar, or where the pillow is, and by just tilting off the muktzah item, you're not really going to accomplish anything because you still need that place where now the rock or the money has fallen. Then you're allowed to go pick the entire barrel up with the rock on it, or the pillow with the money on it. You'd be allowed to, because here you need a litzorech, the place over here, so it's not going to help you at all just to tilt off the rock that's on it. And this is something we'll learn again in Yitzhak Shem in Simon Shin Yud, Siv Zayin. The Bura brings down the Siv Kotan Chavches. Here we're talking about where you accidentally left it on it. Because if you put it, of course, there on purpose, then it's Havi Chavis Gufa Nasis Basis Mukzu. Then the barrel itself becomes a basis, as we pointed out, and it would be Mukz itself. Sivkot and Chavtes, the low hispik low, you wouldn't be able to go and just knock off the rock by adjusting or tilting the barrel. The tsaroshiel or osamok and ponin legamre, because you need that place to be totally available for you to go and use the whole area, and therefore it will not help you. And that's why you're allowed to pick up the entire barrel with the rock on it. That concludes Simon Shin Tes, and we begin now Simon Shin Yud Dine Mukze B'Shabbos. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he says, Eitz Shetolim Bo Dogim. If you have some sort of a piece of wood that you normally hang fish on, so it's really a kli, but it's a disgusting kli. V'afa Pishu Ma'os, even though it is disgusting, Mutar L'Tatlo, you're allowed to move it because it does have the status of a kli. D'kaim Alon B'Muktzah Mach Masmius Ki Rabbi Shimon D'Shari. That this is something that is Muktzah because it's disgusting, and Rabbi Shimon holds in this situation is permissible to move it. Let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Aleph. This Eitz Zeh have a kli. It is considered a kli. Kivin Shim Yuchod Litlos Dogim. Because you used to use it to hang fish on it. El Mishum Demaz, the Rechorach, since it has a foul odor to it, therefore it is disgusting. Nevertheless, Hevi Le Rabbi Yehuda, Muktzah Mach Masmias. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not allowed to be moved because it's Muktzah Mach Masmias. However, Vanan Kaimon Long Rabbi Shimon Deshar, but we pass like Rabbi Shimon that said it is permissible. Dish foot number one says if it's really something disgusting, for example, Kamon, Garf Shori, like a chamber pot or a urinal, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein shum ochel tolush haroyel achila muktzah l'Shabbos. Any detached food item that is edible, so it cannot become muktzah on Shabbos. It, by definition, is edible, and therefore all foods are considered edible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel, but if it was still attached to the ground, then gamkin l'kuliyam heavy muktzah. Then, of course, it's muktzah. Shein daito alav miyesu, since you had no intention to go and use it Friday afternoon. And look in the Beis Yosef for further details about this. And the Mechaber continues, and he writes, for example, the tmarim, ushkedim, ushar peris, omdim l'schora. You have, for example, have over here dates or almonds or other fruits that you're planning to sell. Nevertheless, they're edible, and you're not so makbid on them. Motu lechol mehem b'Shabbos. You'd be allowed to go eat them on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Dalid. The apple gav d'omdim l'schora, since they are used for business purposes, you might have thought that they should be muktzah. Nevertheless, dai to aleim lechol mehem kishyirtzah. A person says, I would like possibly to eat with them whenever I want, and therefore they don't really get pushed totally aside. The issue foot number two brings down, but if it's something that is totally pushed aside, for example, like an esrog, that while it's a food, you're planning to sell it for a sukkah, it's worth much more as an esrog than it is as a lemon. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, in fact, it would be muktzah machmas chasaron kis. And the same thing would apply to other fruits that are very, very valuable, and a person is machbit upon them, so then they would have din of muktzah. Mechaber continues in his writings, even if you have seeds of wheat that you put into the ground, as we'll see, they're not covered up yet, and they haven't taken root, so they're not considered muktzah. They're allowed to be eaten. You can pick them up from the ground and eat them. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hey, the Mechaber is telling us over here, you could argue that you pushed them aside, that you planted them in the ground, so you clearly aren't saving them to be eaten. Nevertheless, you can change your mind. Since they're not yet it covered up, so you actually could go and pick them up and eat them if you wanted to. V'lechol lo havi muktzah. It doesn't have the status of being muktzah. The klishiyu muktzah being on shnei pratim, because in order for something to be muktzah, you need two things over here. Number one, dachinu b'yadayim. You have to push it out of your mind. You have to put it aside, so to say, that it's not usable. V'lo chazi, and then it has to be not usable. K'mo shekosav b'sof ha-sif. As we'll see, mitzvah shem at the end of the sif. The issue foot number three brings down, most people do not take the seeds out of the ground. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman nevertheless says over here, we don't say that they're so expensive that the person has, so to say, put them aside, designated them as muktzah machem sichron kis. Because each individual kernel over here is really not so important. It's just when you talk about the whole field being planted, that's important. However, he says, Mishanota Shasilu Makbid Love, if you have a single sapling, for example, and that is something you're makbid on, Shinechsav Hashasil Muktzu Machmas Chisaron Kis, then that sapling does have the status of being Muktzu Machmas Chisaron Kis, or whatever planting it is over here. Alternatively, you can also argue, Sha'afapish Makbid Alachitim Shazora, even though you are makbid on the chitim, but it's not really the chita that's important, it's the fact that you planted it, your time was spent planting it, not the chita itself, and therefore, Ein Nechshav Muktzu Machmas Chisaron Kis. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Vav says you planted in the ground. Ayin de Bimiri, Shekosa, the Dafka, Shelo, Yozroim, Adayin, Mechus, and Bafar. As I mentioned, it can't be that they're covered up with dirt. Ayin Lakam, the Simish, and Yudal, Siv Ches, with Mishnah Berurah, Siv Cotton Chazayim, where this is discussed further. And this foot number five explains that we'll discuss over there, Shezroim, Shenitminu, Bekarka, Bekavon, Lazorim. If you covered it up, then you clearly wanted it to be planted, even though they haven't yet taken root, and therefore it would be also Litle, Mishum, Ixer, Kotzer. That would involve an Ixer, Kotzer. Here we do allow it. It's not a problem of kotzer. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Meiri and says that's because they weren't covered up with dirt. And therefore, ein b'zeh mishum iser kotzer. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin says they can't have taken root. The Yishrishu, because if they did take root, then you have a different problem. Then you're going and uprooting something from where the place where it's growing from. That's a separate itzer. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ubeitzim shetachas satanagolas, eggs that you have underneath the chicken, mutal latatlon, they're also not considered muktzah." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ches, wrote Salome, "Shahoshiv atanagolas alabeitzim ibojom." The chicken was put on the eggs Friday afternoon before Shabbos, kidei legadel afrochim, in order to go and incubate the eggs and to use them to eventually have chicks. So they're not considered muktzah over here as well, because technically they are still edible. Likewise, if you have dates over here that were picked before they were fully ripened, the Mishnah Berurah explains, even though you put them into baskets, even though you put them into the baskets to mature and ripen there, nevertheless, some people eat them even in this state over here. As opposed to the drying figs and raisins, they're different. Once they're put to dry and they're left a little bit, they're not edible right now in their in-between state before they're fully dried out. And therefore, you definitely aren't thinking about them, and therefore the muksa. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara says, that's just the figs and the dried raisins, but other fruit, which you put up on the roof to dry out, ain't by mishum muksa, they're not considered muksa, because they're chazin l'achila af kodim sheyis yavshu, because they still remain edible even after they've begun to dry out. And that's why we continue in the Mechaber. These tamarim, halakutim, kodim, bishulim, that you gather them before they're fully ripened, the kontzenosam misalim, he mispashlim mealeyan, and they go in and put into the basket so they'll ripen further there, mutalecho mehem kodim bishulim, you're allowed to eat them before they're fully ripened, for the reasons that we've already mentioned, because they're edible. However, aval grogros utzmukim, shemenichim osam, bimukzo liyapshim, but those dried figs and drying raisins that you put up there, they're not edible. And when you put them in the muktzah, which Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yud, Ruchava Shachori Abatim Kori Muktzah, the backyard where they used to put these things, it's called the muktzah. And even if you were eating them right up until it was Shabbos, and you then put them into the muktzah, or Ohel and Legagli Yavshu, you put them up on the roof to dry out, Lasso some Tzukim to make them into raisins, Afilu Hochi Shem Muktzah Lehem, they have the status of being muktzah, and therefore they're not allowed to be eaten. The hashtag, even the nichel yavshim, because once you designated them to be dried out, asach daite minayu, you've given up hope of ever eating them that Shabbos. And therefore they become muktzah. And that's what the Mechaber says. All of these things over here that we just mentioned, the Gemara Rishus Tzmukim, Asurim B'Shabbos Mishum Muktzah. Shem Asrichos called them Mishis Yavshu, because they're going to be foul-smelling before they become fully dried out in good raisins or good dried figs. The Kivin Shodeh says, Srichu Hisiach Taitim Him. And since you know over here that they're going to be foul-smelling, you don't want to eat them. The Kivin Dita Tarte, and here you have the two conditions being met. The Chinam Yadayim, you put them up there, you put them aside, the Lochazu, and they're not edible right now. Therefore, having muktzah, they have the status of being muktzah. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, "Haynu afilu betiltul asurim." You're not even allowed to move them. Dahari heim kavonim va'offer. They have the status of being like dirt. That concludes today's shir.